Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
Life is a journey, not a destination. There are no mistakes, just chances we've taken. Lay down your regrets, 'cause all we have is now. Wake up in the morning and get out of bed. Start making a mental list in my head of all of the things that I am grateful for. Early in the morning, open up my mind and I wonder how life will surprise me today. Early in the morning, dawn of a new day, new hope, new dream, new way. I open up my heart and I'm gonna do my part and make this a positively beautiful day.
Welcome to Here's to Your Health with me, Dr. D. I'm waiting for my guest now to call into the studio. I guess he'll be here momentarily, but in the meantime, thank you so very much, all of you, for tuning in. Let me see. I just want to say thank you. Thank you. I see the studio is just filled up waiting for my guest tonight. So I'm thankful to you guys. Listen, what I want you to do is get your pencil and paper. You know I always tell you that. Get your pencil and paper, okay, because you're going to want to take some notes tonight. So do that, and I want to let you know that Here's to Your Health is brought to you by the Poetic Energy Network Station, And you know what? I seem to have my caller on another line. So what we're going to do right quick, we're just going to I'm just going to go to a quick break while I take the call to find out exactly what's going on with my guest tonight. So just stay tuned for a couple of seconds, and I'll be right back with you, okay? Okay. Okay, we're back, and my guest will be here momentarily. I just want you guys to know how appreciative I am for you just holding on, and he will be with us shortly. But tonight, my guest is Duane Saunders, and this gentleman has a most interesting testimony to share with us all tonight. And like I said, I hope you guys have your pencil and paper so you can take some notes. I want you to also know that feel free to go to my website. My website is www.youregoodhealth.info. And tonight he's going to be sharing some things with us. So he'll be giving you his information in the event that you want to get in touch with him. And I see he has entered the studio. So at this time, without further ado, I'm just going to bring him in. I'm going to introduce to some and present to others my guest for the evening, Duane Saunders. Thank you, Duane. Welcome to Here's to Your Health.
Thank you, and I appreciate you being so patient. I've been ripping and running all day. And but I'm here.
All
so
right.
That's
the most important thing. You are here, and we are excited, and we're waiting, and we've got
okay.
a full house for you tonight.
Okay, very good.
Yes.
Well,
yes.
I'm willing and open, and most importantly, I'm willing to share the information. If anybody is truly interested, not a problem.
Fantastic. Well, without further ado, I just want you to jump in. I want you to tell the listening audience tonight, you know, a
okay.
little bit about your story and what happened to you, you know. So
okay.
I'm just going to let you have it, and you take it right now.
Well, good evening, everyone. As you know, my name is Duane Saunders. My story is an interesting one with a definite beneficial outcome. I had kidney disease back in the year 2000, complete shutdown. They rushed me to the hospital, code blue. Now, what had happened? How did I get to that point? Just through abuse, not neglecting myself, not eating enough vegetables, drinking enough water, eating too much red meat, not getting enough rest. Because at the time, I was the number one salesman for General Motors in the Chevrolet division. So they kept me running around the country and doing all kinds of things. But anyway, it got to a point where my kidneys simply shut down. And they rushed me to the hospital, cold blue. I'm laying on the gurney. I'm figuring, well, what's going on with me? You know. So naturally, in the emergency room and being around all those doctors, I had to ask the question, how many of these folks are interns here? So this particular head doctor, he told me, he says, well, Mr. Saunders, we're all doctors. You were rushed here, cold blue. We really don't know if we can save you. The reason that you're conscious is because you have just enough oxygen in your brain to be responsive. But if you keep asking questions, you're not going to have that. and there will be no question as to whether or not we will save you. So at that point, I just kind of sat back quite naturally and said, okay, I think I'm going to do what I'm supposed to do. Well, he put me on dialysis one time and to clean my system because my body was filling with poison so fast that they had to figure out where, number one, what they were going to do with me, and number two, they wanted to see if I would eventually have a massive heart attack, because what happens when you have too much protein into your bloodstream, it lowers your blood pressure. What they call that is creatinine. Whatever your kidneys can't digest, it gets back into the bloodstream or filters, because the kidneys produce the urine, as you know, and the liver produces the bile. So in this particular case, it couldn't filter all the protein that was in my kidneys, so it lifted back into my bloodstream, which they call creatinine. When you get, at that time, my creatinine level was a 4.2. When you get to a 5.0, then you're a candidate for the dialysis. So the creatinine lifting back into my bloodstream, which lowers your blood pressure, which can cause a massive heart attack. So they put me on dialysis at that particular time. They got me cleaned up. I was in the hospital for about a week. So they told me right before they released me, they said, well, Mr. Saunders, you're going to be on dialysis the rest of your life for 3 days a week. I said, okay, so you need to go see a specialist. I went to see a specialist. He told me the same thing, Mr. Saunders. What we will do, we'll determine in 6 weeks whether or not you can do the home dialysis or you have to come to the hospital. It all depends on how much more your kidneys degenerate. So I said, okay. So I had a close friend of mine. I went home, and they gave me a stack of prescriptions that I could still have today to get fit for this, for the creatinine, for the hemoglobin, for the calcium. They gave me a whole list of stuff. But I was at home. I had probably lost about 80, 85 pounds. I'm a fairly big guy, about 210, 220. I got down to maybe about 120, 130. I'm at home. A friend of mine, his name is Dawu Rahman, who is now Dr. Dawu Rahman, and he came by to see me because he hadn't heard from me, hadn't seen me, but he heard that I hadn't been doing well. So I'm looking at these prescriptions. He's looking at me. He says, man, we got to do something about this. So we go out here at one of the health food stores that's on Main Street in here in the Royal Oak area, and all of the interns in the health food store itself were interns. They not only worked, they were interns in the hospital, they were interns in this particular location in the health food area. Mm-hmm. So anyway, I told the young brother that I met, I said, hey, man. He said, how you doing? I said, fine. I said, I got degenerative kidneys. He looks at me and says, oh, man, that's not good. So I'm thinking to myself, well, you don't have to tell me that. Just tell me what I need to do herbally, because that's what I'm here for. So he puts about $1,000 worth of herbs on the table. And I'm looking. So my friend, Dawu, who was with me at the time, he says, man, wait a minute. Let's research this some more. Let's write some of this stuff down and research it. So from that point, we went back home, and at that time, we were just beginning to become part of this organization called Pure Herbs. So we did our research. I changed my diet very simply. No red meat, you know, not a lot of sugars, not a lot of flours. What did I do? I stopped alcohol consumption completely, started drinking water, started getting rid of it, doing just the opposite of what I had been doing. So I did that for about 6 weeks. I started doing all the natural teas, the dandelion, the burdock, the red clover, rhodopula, you name it. I was taking all of the caffeine-free herbs. And, you know, obviously that flushes your system, toxins of it, and everything else. So from that point, I did that for 6 weeks, went back to the doctor one day because he did the 6 weeks were up. He takes my blood about 5:30, 6 o'clock, which is only 2 or 3 hours later. He calls me. He says, Mr. Saunders, I'd like to see you. can you come to my house? So he lives in West Bloomfield somewhere. I could never find it again, even if I wanted to, deep in the woods. But anyway, I went to his house. We sat down at the table. He said, I don't know what you've done, but your kidneys are completely healed. He says, your creatinine level when you saw me was a 4.2 and going up. He said, normal is 1.3. He said, yours is 1.1. And since then, that was in 2000. I went back to him in probably 2003 just for an examination. He told me he didn't know why I was wasting my money. And he didn't need to see me anymore. So all I can say is that herbs work, irregardless of condition. I think what you have to do, for me, the first thing I didn't accept is it's a sickness, because everything begins with a thought. If you think you're sick, you're sick. If you think you're well, then you will be well. And then you have to plant the seed. You plant the seed by doing your research on the herbs that affect you, that will affect you most in a positive way. Of course, there are going to be some doctor's visits. You know, you have to do that. But for the most part, it's really on you. It's not on the doctor. The medication will do nothing but heal the symptom, but not the cause. So in my particular case, I went to the herbs. Fortunately enough, they worked immediately. And most times, some herbs take a little longer to work than others because they're from the earth. However, depending on your condition, they should start working right away. You will see a result right away. And then you have to be consistent. You have to be consistent. I still take my herbs today, and this all happened for me back in 2000. So what does that tell you? It's been 12 years now.
Yeah.
And I haven't had a relapse. I haven't had any problems. My health is good. My weight is good. Am I a vegetarian? No. Do I eat red meat? Time to time, not as much as I used to. So most of this is all part of just changing your lifestyle and then adding the right things back to your body. And in this, my particular case, it was the herbs. I think one of the most potent herbs, or the best herb that worked for me in the beginning, was the red clover and the burdock. Red clover, burdock, yellow dock is also good. Dandelion root is also good because it's all those are purifiers, blood purifiers. So whatever toxin is in your body, because we breathe toxins as well as we eat the toxins in the food, those are blood purifiers, which takes a lot of the free radicals out of what we eat and what we breathe, and the kidneys don't have to flush it. So that makes less work on your kidneys. And then obviously you have to drink your water. Your water is very important. This still is primarily, it's what I use more so than the spring water. I use the distilled. Why? I don't know. I think I just started it because that's what I was taking at the time. But I've continued to take it because I got results, positive results. That's basically the story in a short kind of way.
I just want to kind of interrupt right here and let the listening audience know that if you have any questions that you'd like to ask Dwayne tonight, just press option one on your keypad. Now, I want to know, Dwayne, what the symptoms, when you start, you said you went to the hospital, you were rushed to the hospital. What was going on when they had to rush you in? What was happening in your body?
What was happening at that point, I was feeling extremely weak. You know, I was tired. I was just weak. I couldn't hardly walk. I don't know what it was. It just came down on me. I was doing fine for quite a while. I took my car dropped it off at the car wash. I was walking to the cleaners, and I just began to get extremely weak. I stopped at a place that I frequented, restaurant, and they said, "Oh, Mr. Saunders, you don't look so well." Well, at that time, you know, I didn't know what was going on, so I asked for a glass of water. And, of course, with my blood pressure sinking as quickly as it was, I didn't know what it was. I just got weaker by even drinking the water. So the first sign to me that I can remember is a weakness, a real strong weakness. It's almost like you're laying down, you want to get up, but you can't. You can't move a muscle. Yeah, that was what I was feeling. It's almost like an out-of-body experience, and I don't know if the audience is understanding that or into that, but you'll be asleep one day and you want to move your arm or your leg and you can't move. To me, that I've learned that that's an out-of-body experience. But in this particular case, I just couldn't move. I couldn't walk. My bowels broke. The urine broke, everything. All of my vitals just broke. So that was embarrassing. I was more embarrassed.
Wow.
The first thing I said, well, take me home, you know, because as a man, the first thing I feel, as most men, just take me to my house and I'll be okay. But nobody was home and they didn't want to leave me there by myself.
I'm sure that was quite frightening, too, as well, you know.
Yeah, not knowing was more frightening than anything else. You know, I knew I felt weak, but why am I feeling weak? You know, I didn't know my kidney had collapsed, and I'm just full of poison. I had no idea. But
I'm just so happy that you consented to come on the show tonight, because there has been so many people that have, I've heard speak about kidney failure and dialysis, and looks like every time you turn around, somebody is talking about, you know, going on dialysis and their kidneys are failing. In fact, a member of my own family, my sister, is saying that, you know, the doctor suspects something with her kidneys. So, you know, it's just like, but you can lead a horse to water, but you can't make them drink. And I've told her several times, wait a minute, there's things that we can do, you know, but I don't know. But anyway, we have a caller. We have a caller coming from the 313 area code.
Okay.
Welcome to Here's to Your Health, caller, with Dwayne Saunders.
Hello. Hello.
Yes.
My name is Harry. I think you know who I am.
Terry.
Hello, Harry.
Oh, hi, Harry. Yes, okay.
And Mr. Saunders, your story is almost identical to mine. Matter of fact, I'm staying up a little bit late because I'm scheduled to get up in the morning at 4:30 to go to dialysis.
Okay.
About a year ago, I had that out-of-body experience where I just was weak, couldn't walk or anything, and my wife sent me to Garden City Hospital, and they found that my blood pressure was 265 over 185, and they couldn't understand why I was still walking.
Right.
And so, you know, I just finished a colonoscopy a few weeks ago so that I could get on the transplant list, and I don't want to get on the transplant list, and as Sister Spruill knows, I'm trying to maintain my faith and, you know, in the Lord to hopefully he reverses things, and I think this is part of what he's, the message that he's given me, a way to get it reversed. In the last couple of weeks, I've started taking Bragg's apple cider vinegar. One of the ladies at my technician, she feels that it could be reversed also. And, you know, I don't have any other, you know, health issues other than the high blood pressure.
Apple cider vinegar, you know, is going to bring down the pressure. The garlic will bring down the pressure.
I'm hoping for something just to open up my kidneys and clean them out.
Well, I use the dandelion root. Again, you know, I always refer back to the dandelion root, which is a kidney purifier. It flushes the kidneys.
Okay.
There's also another herb that I really like, and it's called Kid W. And, I mean, this is a phenomenal herb, because this formula is for severe kidney problems to restore the function. I mean, even in those that it's been deemed hopeless and condemned to dialysis, like such as yourself, Harry. So, I mean, this is an herb that I would really recommend highly to you. And some other things, you heard him mention, you know, his diet and things like that, drinking water. And, I mean, it just, it's everything. You know, it, there's no silver bullet, but, I'm glad to hear he mentioned that it's a conglomeration of things. So this is a herb that I would really suggest you take a serious look at, because what it does, it helps the kidneys to repair themselves and give the kidneys the ability to perform their function, which is the filtration. You see, so it this is a herb that you really want to take a close look at.
KIDW.
It's called KID, K I D W.
Okay.
Mhm.
Okay. All right. Well, I'll look at that. I'll also look at my red and yellow clover and my burdock.
Okay.
Well, yeah.
Okay.
Your yellow dock.
Red clover,
and burdock.
Okay.
Okay. And with that KIDW that's being mentioned, I think that. It sounds like you're strong enough. Your voice sounds strong enough that you should be able to overcome your condition. Most people that are ready to succumb are weak. Their voices aren't strong. Yours are strong, so it sounds like you still have a chance.
Well, I just came from Bible class, so I got some energy.
Well, that will give you energy. But that won't necessarily make your voice strong. Your voice is strong, that means your body is strong. You're still willing to fight.
There's a fight in it.
That's right.
Well, thank
you
very much. I appreciate you being on the air tonight.
Thank you.
Thanks so much.
You can always, if you need to call me, you can always get my number. If you like, you can call me. If you want to write it down, I'll give it to you.
I went back to my office. I'm not with my pencil and
very
paper
good.
Right
well,
now. So I can get it from Sister Spool.
Yes, you can.
You sure can.
Okay.
Well, thanks so much for calling in tonight.
Thank you.
If there's any questions, callers, all you have to do is press the number 1 on your telephone keypad. We also have Dr. Laney on the line tonight, so Dr. Laney may have something that she'd like to add, you know, to our call tonight, because Dr. Laney is a doctor. She has her doctorates in nursing, and she may want to contribute something to the call tonight. But what I'd like to know, how long, when you started to take the herbs, exactly how long was it before you actually began to see and feel a difference in your body?
Well, the first thing was... I wasn't going to the bathroom as often. You know, for some reason, when your kidneys are weak, I was running to the bathroom, seems like, every 10 minutes. I just couldn't sit still without having to urinate that often. Within the first week or so after I started taking the herbs, I began to go less and less in terms of frequency. And by the end of the 6th week, I felt I was going normally. You know, if it's not every 10 minutes, then I figure anything in between that was normal. So I'd say as a whole, it took the total 6 weeks just to get back to what we call normality. You know what I'm saying? But I was going to the restroom at night all night long. Every 5-10 minutes, I said, man, something's going on here. But I never knew it was at the state it was at until I actually started feeling weaker and weaker.
Okay.
So, yeah, and that's the question. I started noticing a difference right away.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I see. And it's just so much diabetes. I mean, you know, in fact, they're calling it diabesity now, because one of the main contributors is that we're eating all the wrong things. You know, we're ingesting all the wrong things, and we expect our bodies to hold up under all this pressure and all these all this stuff that we're putting in them, and they're not doing it. You know, and it's a fact that more children have type 2, more juveniles have more type 2 diabetes than ever before. And we just got to begin to take care of ourselves. That's why I do these shows, you know, so that people will know that there's a better way. God made these bodies so they'll heal themselves, but we have to help by giving them what they need. You know, we suggest, I don't even say a vegetarian diet anymore. I say a plant-based diet, eating more fruits, vegetables, nuts, seeds, and grains. And in learning what I've learned, I've even started getting away from things such as wheat. I don't do wheat anymore. But we just gotta know that there's a better way for us. And herbs are awesome. The foods that we eat, we've gotta get more into putting wholesome foods, organic foods into our bodies. And I was really surprised to hear you say that you still consume some meat. But you do, and it hasn't had an adverse effect on you?
No, actually, it hasn't had an adverse effect because I eat it very sparingly, number one.
Uh-huh.
And the meat that I eat is mostly chicken. Very seldom is there red meat involved, but yes, every now and then I will have a steak. I'm going to be very honest about that.
Okay.
I'm looking for the protein in it more so than for the flavor, because my blood requires protein. My type blood requires protein.
But now, isn't it true that the best protein you can get is from vegetables? You know?
No question. Well, you got to remember. Well, now we're going a little further. I juice every day.
Okay.
I juice every day. I do a natural juice every day. Spinach, carrots, garlic, kale, cucumbers, celery, apples. That's one of the things that I do every day.
Mm-hmm.
There's not a day goes by that I don't juice. So I don't know. That might neutralize the meat. But I can eat a piece of chicken or a piece of fish and then give me a glass of juice. And to me, it's just like eating the vegetables, the green vegetables.
Oh, okay. Well, we have another caller. We have a caller coming from the 313 area code. Good evening, caller. Welcome to Here's to Your Health with Dwayne Saunders.
Good evening. How are you, Dr. Motan Spiro?
Excellent. How are you?
I'm excellent. This is Dr. Dawood, and I always like to hear that story that Dwayne has. I'm so glad to know that he has overcome that challenge of dialysis or this kidney infection. But I want to make a statement to the gentleman that was speaking after Dwayne.
Mm-hmm.
And I think I heard him say he was facing dialysis, or he was on dialysis.
He's on dialysis.
Pardon me?
He's on dialysis.
Yeah, there's been many, many people that have been on dialysis that have overcome that. And Dr. Mm-hmm. Doors, you gave him an excellent herb, the KID. KID is just an excellent herb for those who are hopeless on dialysis because of the herb that's being used, as Dwayne spoke about. He spoke about dandelion root. And that's one of the herbs that's in the KID. Also, the juniper berry and uversi with chamomile and parsley.
Yes.
This is an excellent, excellent remedy. However, you have to understand that there's only one disease, sir, and that disease is a low area in the body that doesn't have the ability to push or move these toxins out. The kidney is a filter, and when the filter gets clogged up, then it can't filter. And what they'll tell you, dialysis patients, is not to drink too much water. I have never, ever in my life lost a client on dialysis by telling them to drink more water. That's a fact. Second is that what I would do, I would look at other herbs as well. A urinary tract herb. I would look at a urinary tract herb in a combination. There's a combinations of herbs that you could use. But this is something you have to understand. When you're in the doctor's office and when you're taking the medication, I can tell you now, sir, that medication is going to give you just what you have. You know, the pharmaceutical industry and the Food and Drug Administration, they're co-conspirators. And anytime you're taking a medication, it's going to give you what you got. So the ideal is what Dr. Motown Spiro had mentioned about, I would definitely look into the KID. I would begin to drink more water, and I would begin to bag up off of some of the foods that you're putting on your table. You have to do that. You know, if the body requires protein, but if you're eating meat, you're getting it secondhand.
That's it.
The only reason you're getting protein from meat that you're eating because the animal ate from planet Earth. And when
right.
you eat the animal, you're getting it secondhand. You want a first-hand protein because that secondhand protein in people can turn into a cancer. Dwayne said earlier that so is a man thinketh, so is he. And if you think you're well, you will get well, and if you think you're sick, sickness will occur. But you have to understand it is the food that you put in your body that allows you to think like you think, allows you to act like you act. So you cannot get well eating animal flesh. Your body or your blood needs protein, but it does not need meat protein. Anytime meat enters your body, the body sees it as a foreign object. It really don't know what to do with it, you know. And what you're juicing is fine. I love to hear people when they say they're juicing all of these fruits and vegetables. That's very nourishing to the body. However, you must bag off of some of the things that you're putting on your table because all illness stems from what you put on your table. The body will never, ever create a disease. God did not make this body to create a disease. When you come down with an illness, that is your creation. And as Dwayne created the illness, he uncreated it. Yes, he created a situation where he would have had to go on dialysis, but he was smart enough and intelligent enough to know that he was in control. So he uncreated that condition, and that's what you must do, my friend. You must
exactly.
uncreate the condition that is lying within you, and you do that by cleaning the blood. There's no reason in the world for any human being to eat any animal flesh. They've been influenced to do that.
That's exactly it. It's a learned behavior. It's amazing because on last week I had Dr. Will Tuttle on, and he's the author of the World Peace Diet, and he explains how we've been taught. It's amazing how I heard Dwayne say he likes the taste of a steak, but I like that analogy that you did, Dr. Dawood, about, you know, giving the lady, she said she liked chicken. So you just got the raw piece of chicken and gave it to her, and she didn't want it like that. It's the seasoning of the chicken that she was more or less, her appetite, her taste bud was addicted to. It wasn't the chicken itself.
That's
so
right.
I wholeheartedly agree with that. And we've got to learn that we've got to start getting away from all this animal protein because it's actually called, you know, I heard people say, well, you know, the animals we eat are really, they're getting revenge because they're killing us from the inside out.
That's right. So
All meat is acidic. Begins to participate
in an acid of food, the kidney takes a double whammy. How can you clean the kidney when you're putting in the very thing that's causing the kidney to be jammed up? Food has to move up against gravity, and he's eating this food. He's eating some good food, but he's putting back the food that's going to harm him, especially in a kidney patient. You know, you should be staying away from all processed food. You know, you should be eating a plant-based food intake. Your food intake should be plant-based, and you'll be surprised at the results that you'll get. I heard him speak about high blood pressure, and he was saying that his blood pressure is high. And I think Dwayne Sanders was telling me, well, yes, you have to address that blood because every organ in your body has to have so much blood coming to it, that's how it's nourished.
Right.
If you're taking medication, it's going to give you what you got. What I would do, I would begin to take some of the advice that has been said tonight, like Dwayne said, cleaning the blood. Let's clean the blood. There's blood cleansing herbs. Let's clean the kidney. There's herbs that will clean the kidney. And let's begin to clean the liver. You have to clean the liver. Let's clean the bile. Because sooner or later, they'll tell you that now that we have to do. Dr. Motown Spiro talked about the gallbladder, and they called it gold bladder because it was generating so much money. And they're doing the same thing with men with prostate.
Mm-hmm.
So if you fall prey to one thing, you'll fall prey to two or three other things. And we have to wake up and understand that we have to be in control. You don't let anyone make you respond the way that they want you to respond. You have to respond like an adult, like an intelligent adult, and know that you are with people that love you. Dr. Motown Sproul come on this radio program every week, and she has powerful, powerful people that are keyed into this program. And we should all be telling our friends, telling our neighbors, telling our family, because there's something to be gotten. See, there's many people that's already gone. It's too late for them. But you have to ask yourself, sir, what about you? You're still here. You're still here.
That's right.
And
I just want to remind the listening audience, I just want to remind my listening audience tonight that if you do have a question, there's a packed house tonight, so I want you to know if you have a question, don't wait around until the last 3 or 4 minutes. If you have a question, now is the time to do it. For those of you that just tuned in, tonight we're talking with Dwayne Saunders. Dwayne was, the doctor said that his fate was to be on kidney dialysis for 3 days a week for the rest of his life. But he said, no, not so. So he was on tonight with us sharing his story of just how, you know, he got past that kidney dialysis machine.
Mm-hmm.
So if you have a question, don't hesitate to press option number one on your telephone keypad. Okay, go ahead, Dwayne.
If I may, Dr. Dawood was very instrumental in me getting past his kidney issue, because once he found out how ill I really was, and the only way he could do that was to see me face to face, did he realize and did he take a very, very conscious effort and made a very conscious effort to see to it that I got at least into some format of a well person that he knew me. So, again, I thank him every time I speak to him and of him for his efforts in getting me back on the right track, because he was very instrumental, and I want the brother to know that I will always appreciate that.
All right. Well, we have a caller coming from the 313 area code. Good evening, caller. Welcome to Here's to Your Health.
I believe that's me, Dr. Doris. I just wanted you to know I was listening in. I won't take up the time, but the information that's being disseminated this evening is phenomenal. Everyone, like Dr. Dawood said, everyone should be listening in. We are so pushed by the media. And when you look at what the media is doing, all you have to do is look at these convenience stores where mothers are carrying their kids for breakfast. They're eating potato chips with all kinds of goo on them, all kinds of seasoning.
Mm-hmm.
What do you expect? If you eat junk, you're going to end up with a junky body. So that it's the knowledge that we have to dissipate across this land to get people to understand. So many people think that it costs a lot to be healthy, but try to buy one capsule of an antibiotic, and you can see the difference.
Exactly, and then with the residual that comes from that, you will definitely see the difference. It's amazing how, like I was sharing with a friend of mine, that this seminar we went to hear a MD stand up and say the last place you want to be is in the hospital. That blew me away, because that's something that you rarely hear nowadays coming from MDs. But, I had to really respect him for that, because the last place that you want to be is in a hospital. But we've got to dispel that protein myth. You see, we think that the protein, that we need the meat from the protein, but there's a book that I would suggest everybody get, and it's by Geez, it escaped my mind right now. But he's one of the leading cardiologists, and he tells about it, how kidney disease, when people eat too much protein, that they take in more of the nitrogen than they need, and this places a strain on the kidney. And we've got to know this, and that nitrogen, it has to be expelled through the urine. And people with kidney disease are encouraged to eat a low-protein diet, such as a diet that reduces the excess levels of this nitrogen. And it can help. And one way of doing that is by eating more fruits and vegetables. I tell people, listen, you came from the ground. We got from the earth. We got to go back to the earth to replenish and heal these bodies. Cancer is running rampant. You know, I mean, it's running rampant. And we've got to look at first what we're putting in our body. But I'm just so thankful that Dwayne came on tonight to let people know, because, see, I wanted people to hear that you do have an alternative. Even if you are on dialysis, it's not too late. As long as there's life in your body, you can still turn this thing around.
Absolutely. There is no question about that. I am a believer, and I am a testimony. So, you know, I don't tell my story much because a lot of people don't, you know, they don't want to hear it. But guess what? Sometimes it's for me, and some things I'm supposed to share. So when I'm supposed to share, I do.
Well, I tell you what, we've got a packed house tonight of people that want to hear it. So that's why, you know, I wanted you to come on and tell it, because it's just so many people. You know, when they stand in front of this doctor, this man's got this white coat on. It's like a God complex. And this doctor say, well, I've done all I can do, or this is, you know, let me share a story with you. I know a young lady that the doctor said she would be on, she had to take insulin. And she said, well, where did this come about? And he said, well, you know, I was looking at your blood work, and this is what you've got to do. And she said, really? She said, well, how often do I have to take it? He said, you're going to have to take it every day. And she said, for how long? And he said, for the rest of your life. And she said, oh, no, I'm not taking that. I mean, and this was years ago. And to this very day, she has never taken insulin. And she has never had a need to take insulin. You see? So we've got to start questioning some of these things that these doctors, you know, tell us. Am I against doctors? Absolutely, positively not. I am not. But we've become so complacent with medicine. It's like you say, Dr. Laney, you know, we've got to start embracing more God's pharmacy, F-A-R-M, you see, pharmacy, as opposed to man's pharmacy, P-H-A-R-M-A-C-Y. You see what I'm saying? So that's what this show is all about. This show is about getting the word out, letting people know that there is hope. There is another way.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, you know, the interesting thing, though, also is if you decide not to take your medication, make sure that you have an alternative plan, because you have to do something.
Exactly, and make sure you do it. See, what happens is a lot of times people will go on an alternative route and they don't do it like they're supposed to. You know, they think the herb is supposed to just miraculously work overnight. You have got to be consistent when you're taking herbs. See, because a medicine, when you're taking a medicine, you have to, a pharmaceutical drug, you have to realize that, first of all, it's masking the symptoms. It's not healing anything.
Absolutely.
And there is no pharmaceutical drug that you can take that's not causing a side effect, whether you see it now or later. But it causes a side effect. First of all, it's foreign to the body, like Dr. Dawu was talking about with the meat, with the protein. It's foreign. So, you know, we've got to know that there's a better, we've got a better way. Everybody hold on. We've got another caller, Dwayne, Dr. Laney, Dr. Dawu, you all just hold on. We have another caller coming from the 248 area code. Good evening, caller. Welcome to Here's to Your Health.
Hi, my name is Carmen Johnson.
Yes, hi, Carmen.
I was just listening to your show, and I found it to be rather interesting. I'm working in the healthcare field, so I'm a little partial to doctor's orders. The only thing I wanted to add it was in reference to the story about the diabetic. It is possible to have a diagnosis of diabetes and not take insulin, but it's like the gentleman said, you got to have a backup plan.
Exactly.
And it can be overcome with proper diet, low carbs, and you do have a high protein intake. A high protein intake will cause you to build up ketones in your body that will spill glucose out. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I just wanted to add that.
Well,
for any
thank
diabetics
you so much.
That might be listening, yeah.
Yeah, thank you so much, because, see, we just know that the body will heal itself. In fact, there's a doctor, I think he's in Chicago, and,
mm-hmm.
I mean, daily he's reversing diabetes. Just
and I heard you guys say something earlier about the, what is it, the apple cider vinegar?
Mm-hmm.
The apple cider vinegar is also good for lowering your cholesterol. So if anybody's confronted with a high cholesterol and being prescribed statins, a good way to lower your cholesterol is with the apple cider vinegar.
Apple cider. There's so many wonderful remedies for apple cider vinegar. Until it's what one night I did a show on nothing but the remedies for apple cider vinegar, and it's just it's amazing for cramps, for dandruff, for constipation, for corn and calluses, for cough, cold sore, sore throat, cataracts, some of everything, breast cancer,
mm-hmm.
liver cancer, lung cancer, prostate cancer. I mean, it just goes on and on and on. But even in that, you have to know that there's no silver bullet. There's
mm-hmm.
no silver bullet. And it's all about what we're putting into these bodies. It's all about what we're putting on our bodies. You know, a lot of times we don't realize that a lot of times the skin, our skin, is the largest organ that we have. And we'll sometimes be so conscientious of what we're putting in it till we fail to realize some of the things that we're putting on it, all of the lauryl sulfates and all the parabens and things
mm-hmm.
like that. So we have to make a conscious effort to say, wait a minute, I am going to be conscientious about everything that I put on me and put in me, because
exactly.
this is the only body that I'm going to get right here and now. So we just got to become, we got to take, if you don't take control of your health now, somebody else will take control of it later. So we
sure,
just
yeah.
got to take
goes,
control.
What
yes.
people also need to know is that cholesterol, those who are taking cholesterol-lowering drugs, whether it's Crestor or Lipitor, cholesterol
uh-huh.
does not get solid at room temperature. The HDL comes along and gobbles up the LDL, takes it back to the liver for reproduction. If you eat food containing a lot of cholesterol, the liver don't produce as much. And if you eat food containing no cholesterol, the liver produces a little bit more. What happens is that people are told that it is cholesterol when, in fact, it is not. It is saturated fat.
Exactly.
It is the saturated fat. Your liver produces 80% of the cholesterol that's in your body. Cholesterol is a hormone. You need it to think. You need it for mm-hmm. cell membrane. You
exactly.
need cholesterol. And when they're taking a hormonal medication, they're throwing the pituitary gland out of whack. So they have to understand that these cell reps that go into the doctor's office, they could be anybody. They don't know anything about medication. And they're just
right.
telling the doctor, they're taking him breakfast, taking him dinner, telling him the perks that he gets.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And as long as you're taking a cholesterol-lowering drug, you will always have a cholesterol problem. But it is not cholesterol. It's saturated fat. For the person with diabetes, there's two herbs that have always worked. One is called hibiscus flowers because it's loaded with chromium. The other one is called cedarberry. Cedarberry restores pancreatic function. We have to know that there's only one disease in the world, and that's a low area in the body that doesn't have the ability to move these toxins out. It will find a low vibration and cause constant irritation. And wherever it resides, that's the name they're going to give it. If it's in the wrist, it's carpal tunnel. If it's in the toe, it's gout. If it's in the heart, it's cardiac problems. But what we have to do, again, we have to cleanse, we have to detox, and we have to understand that there's only two places in this universe where you can get nutrients. It's either from the earth or the sun.
That's
and no
right.
matter what you put in your body, if it is the benefit have something from planet Earth or the sun? And I say, why get it secondhand? Why don't we go to the Earth and get it firsthand?
That's good. That's good. Callers, I just want to let thank you so much for calling in tonight. Did you say you were a nurse or you're in the medical profession?
I've been a nurse for 21 years.
Okay. Well, thank you so very much for calling in. And don't let this be your last time listening.
Oh, it won't be. I really enjoyed your show.
Thank you.
I really appreciate it. Yes,
thank you so much.
Yes, okay.
And I want to let the callers know we've got a couple of minutes. We've only got about 2 minutes. So I'm going to let my guests have the closing comments. So is there anything that you'd like to leave our listening audience with tonight, Mr. Saunders, Dwayne?
Well,
would you like to give your contact information?
Yes, my phone number is 313-740-3226. My email address is dwynsaunders@yahoo.com. That's lowercase one word. If there's anything that you want to question or ask me about that maybe I missed that you have, I guarantee you, having gone through this experience of a kidney failure, I might have missed something to tell you tonight, but I guarantee you, if there's a problem, I have had it. So feel free to call me. No question is unquestionable. Because
that's right.
No question is unquestionable, and I'm hoping that I can help somebody along the way. That's all I have to say. Thank you this evening for allowing me to come onto the radio, and hopefully somebody will be blessed by something that I said.
I'm sure they will. And I just want to remind everybody, feel free to go to my website, www.4yourgoodhealth.info. And we do this every Tuesday from 9 to 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And I just want to take this time to say thank you so very much to my guests. Thank you to all of my guests tonight. I really appreciate you coming on. Thank you so much, Dr. Dawood. Thank you so much, Dr. Laney. Thank you so much, my nurse from the 313, the 248 area code. I really appreciate you guys. And see, it's all about sharing. You see, that's what it's all about. It's not just about me, my four, and no more. It's about us getting accurate knowledge out to the people, because we have got to realize that there's a genocide going on, and the revolution will not be televised. So we have got to know this. We've got to take control of our own health and do some things for ourselves, and that's what Here's to Your Health is all about. So thank you so very much for tuning in tonight, and thank you so very much, Dwayne, for taking time out of your busy day and doing this. And I look forward to you doing it again sometime. How's that?
That's a pleasure, and it all begins with a thought.
All right. Fantastic. Thank you so much. So with that being said, the clock on the wall says it's time to get out of here. I appreciate my listening audience. You guys have packed this house out tonight. And I appreciate you. I love you. The number where I can be reached, 734-895-1940. Go to my website, www.4yourgoodhealth.info. We'll do it again next week. Invite somebody on. I love you guys. Have sweet sleep tonight. Good night.